Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. I want to talk to you, it's just you and me, by the way, and I want to talk to you about something else. I want to talk to you about influencers. And this is another thing that I talk about in my book, The Age of the Customer. In the old days, I keep saying in the old days, right? Because you know, I remember the old days, right? But in this particular case, sometimes nowadays, folks, when I say the old days, that could be like 5 years ago. With technology, with the internet, the last 20 years, the old days, I don't have to go back as far as I could go back. I could go back a long way, but in the old days, could be, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And some of you whippersnappers remember the old days. But in the old days, you had pretty much two kinds of influencers. Influencers are people who can help you or hurt you with their comments about you, with their network, their own little world. They can say, I love them or I don't love them or whatever. In the old days, there were pretty much two kinds of influencers, prospects and customers. Now, a prospect is someone who has actually talked to you and you've tried to sell them, you tried to qualify them, and if you haven't sold them, that means you haven't met their expectations. So if they never become a customer, they have contact with you, and so they have an opinion, and they can talk to people about you. Then you got customers who actually have done business with you, and they paid for the right to be able to say, I like them or I don't like them. And of course, back again, in the old days, in that situation, what they would tell people based on what used to be called the word of mouth effect, which is, I like you, so I'll tell somebody. I don't like you, I'll tell 10 somebodies. That was the leverage that you had with word of mouth. Typically, that was the maxim that was typically applied to word of mouth. And so that's the old days. You had customers and prospects, pretty much. That was it. Now, in the age of the customer, You've got two other influencers. You still have customers, you still have prospects, but if you come back down earlier in the process of introduction, you've also got users. You know what users are? Users are people who come to your website and look around on your website or look at your online presentation. What are you showing them? What does your mobile app look like? What does your mobile site look like? What is your, you know, what capability do you have there? Are you, what does your website look like, etc. Or other things, maybe the traditional stuff too. But these are primarily users. And if you think users aren't powerful, remember that Facebook went public with nothing but users. Facebook went public with 900, almost a billion users, people who'd never written a check to Facebook in their lives and probably never will. And yet they went public based on the power and the activity of users. So if you think users won't go on your website, and people are doing that these days, right? They're feeling pretty froggy about this. They go to your website and you don't know them, they don't know you. But yet they're looking around, they're evaluating you as a user. They're not a prospect, yes, because we used to call them suspects because they're alive, but we haven't qualified them yet. But right now they're users because you don't even know who they are. And yet they go to your website, and then they go on some website, on their own website, or a blog, or Yelp, or something, and they say something like, wow, you know, I've never done business with that company, but I wouldn't because I don't like their website. Well, guess what? You don't know them, you didn't do anything wrong, but they've evaluated you. They've passed judgment on you. That's another type of influencer that we have today that we didn't have in the old days. And another one that's part of all of those three is the communities. All of those things, the customers, the prospects, the users, they all rattle around and join communities, different kinds of communities, cross-generational, cross-demographic communities, communities of interest, online communities, and they share their experiences. So you have to keep up with what influencers are saying about you. What are influencers saying about you? And you got to keep up with that so you can deal with it. And I talk about how to deal with that in the book, by the way. So check it out when you get a chance, ageofthecustomer.com. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.